I'm not answering that. Surely you know who I am.
Right, recording started.
Yep, we're ready to start. So, welcome to this meeting of the Scrutiny Commission for Charnwood Borough Council. There are a number of things I would like to remind people of before we start with the items on the agenda. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the openness of local government bodies' regulations, people may film or record this meeting and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to record or film the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the meeting, the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent and ensure that your environment is distraction-free. Thank you. This meeting of the Scrutiny Commission is being held as a hybrid meeting with some meeting participants joining the meeting virtually. I will now ask those members if they can see and hear the meeting. So we've got Councillor Nat Taylor, who is a committee member but is joining us virtually this evening. Councillor Taylor, can I just ask you to confirm if you can see and hear the meeting?
Yes, both, yeah.
Thank you. And we've got Councillor Louise Jones joining us. Oh, you're just on mute, Councillor Jones.
Shall we come back to Councillor?
Yeah, we'll come back there. Christopher Grace.
Good evening, Chair. Yes, I can see and hear. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks, Chris. And Ian Brown.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, confirm audio visual. Thank you.
Thank you. And Liz McCusker.
Yeah, I can see and hear.
Thanks. Lovely. Thank you. If we go back to Councillor Jones. He's still muted.
No, we can't.
It's off mute, but still muted.
You might need to.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
And you can see us.
But she needs to speak later.
And so. Does she need to speak?
Do you want to try logging off and coming back in and seeing if that makes a difference?
I bet your laptop sound is off.
Hopefully, by the time
sees it before I see it, just let me know and we'll just check if she can see and hear when she logs back in.
Yeah.
Okay, if we move on to item one, so apologies. Sally, have we had apologies?
Yes, so we've had apologies from Councillor Harper Davies and we've got Councillor Fryer as a substitute.
Lovely, thank you. And item two, so minutes of the previous meeting. So if I can just ask members if we can confirm that the content we want to receive and note the minutes. Can you all raise your hand? Yeah, lovely. Thank you. I'll sign those in a second. So if we move on to
Did you people hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Lovely. Thank you.
Always works.
Yeah, that's it. If all else fails, log out and log back in. So if we go to item three, disclosure of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Have we got anything to declare this evening?
No
declarations. Thank you. Item four, we've got declarations of the party whip. Have we had any declarations of political party whipping in relation to items on the agenda? No. Lovely. Thank you. And item five is questions under scrutiny committee procedures. We've not had any questions submitted. Item six is pre-decision scrutiny of any specific financial matters to be considered by Cabinet. And we've not got any items of those on the agenda this evening. Then we move to item seven. So Cabinet items for pre-decision scrutiny. So the following items have been identified for pre-decision scrutiny from the Cabinet agenda for the 14th of December. So item 7A is an exempt item, the regeneration prospectus. This is an exempt report and will be considered under item 13 on the agenda. So we'll move to item 7B, which is the asset management strategy 2024 to 2020. I'm going to introduce Councillor Jones and Ian Brown to introduce the item for us. If I can ask the lead member to introduce it first, please.
Yeah, that's fine. This just details the asset management strategy that we've got, I'm sure we'll talk through in more detail.
Thank you. Ian Brown?
Yes, thank you, Chair. The asset management strategy picks up where the previous asset management strategy expired, in that it's to designate a pathway for the management of our fixed assets. And with this in mind, we're also trying to incorporate the carbon net zero commitments from 2024 to 2030 and onwards, hopefully. So it kind of addresses that new nuance to asset management that previously didn't exist, with a way of investing without commitment.
Thank you. If we move on to any questions, Councillor Lenny was straight in there. We'll start with you. Thanks,
yeah.
Councillor Lenny.
It's concerning the, can't say disposal, the perhaps reducing the amount of office space for Charmel Borough Council.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if there are moves to take other contracts in-house over the coming years, would we have enough space to accommodate appropriately any new staff, whether they were experienced or not, in their initial phase joining Charmel Borough Council?
Right, yeah. Would you like me to answer that, Councillor Jones?
Yeah, that's all right. I can chip in with you.
Yeah, sure. The actual strategy itself is doesn't focus specifically on that question, but I'll try and answer it for you. Part of our strategy is, of course, to rationalise the space, which is the first part of your question. So the actual strategy here is make better use of what we currently have, not necessarily dispose of assets, but to make get a better return out of assets that generate an income, and be more effective and efficient in our use of the assets for the services we provide. In terms of the future, obviously we can't we can never determine what's going to happen, but we believe there is sufficient space within our existing portfolio to address any future accommodation requirements. One of the requirements we're currently looking into is, of course, I think you were referring to contracts that come back in-house. As the members probably know, there is a conversation with CAPTA, who were previously providing some of our services as an external body. That service is now coming back to the council. There will be a 2P transfer of staff into our assets, and we're already more than confident that we can accommodate those new staff into the building through this strategy. So yes, it does kind of future-proof us, but nobody can see as far into the future as beyond 2030, I would recommend. So at that point, a new strategy will take over.
Thank you. Okay, I've just got...
Yes.
Oh, go on, Councillor Jones, did you just want to add on to that?
The only thing I wanted to add here is that this... anything that we did take in-house, there's nothing projected to be a massive influx of manpower, and I think the priority here is making sure that we are making sensible use of existing space, so I think that's really got to be the priority at the moment.
Thank you. I've just got a couple of questions on clarity, really. The report is obviously based on how we'll do the review, and the follow-on will then be when those assets have been reviewed and then decisions are being made and brought back to Cabinet. Do you foresee that being in one large report? So we will do one big review and then come back, or will this be in lots of small little reviews? So we'll review certain parts, bring it back for decision, review further parts, bring it back to decision. How will that look going forward? And what time scale are we talking?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. The intention is, if we were to try and review all our assets, that would be too big an ask and probably take too long to actually make any decisions. So we will be addressing the assets in blocks, as it were, And the way we will address our assets in the strategy is the key assets are being reviewed first, which kind of goes back to the first question about our future council accommodation requirements. So they're the key assets we'll address first. Then we'll be looking at the more commercially focused assets, so those assets that we lease out to tenants as a sole exclusive use. And then we would look at other assets where there are perhaps combined uses and combined tenants to see whether or not we can make better use of those assets. So it's over a series of investigative reports. They will all, of course, follow the council procedures. And in terms of timescales, that's partly the reason why we're looking towards this 2024-2030 programme for the asset management strategy. Is it? It also recognises the council's commitment towards the carbon zero commitment. If we try to address all our assets within 2 or 3 years, I don't think that would be economically viable. So we'll address the key assets first, then the more commercially focused single tenancy assets, and then any assets where we have combined use of property and or land. So in terms of years, I would expect that we would be doing each one of those phases over a 2 to 3 year programme each, so that we can space them out and give them the due attention.
Lovely, thank you. Councillor Fryer.
Thank you, through your chair. I would just like to know that we have reassurance that through this strategy of changing our assets, which could affect the way we work and the amount of staff we have, that we always have our customers, i.e. residents, at the centre of everything that we make a decision about, because we're a big council, we cover a number of services, and what I want to make sure that it's not just, oh, we'll go online and you'll get an answer. Bring up this. We have people that quite rightly don't want to go online, don't have computers, and it gets a bit too easy at times, that they may have something out of, oh well, they're not in today, they're not working here today, they only work Tuesday and Friday. So we must always bear that in mind, that at everything we decide, it's our residents, which are really our customers, and at the end of the day, it's their taxes that are paying for this. So I just would like some reassurance that we're not running ahead.
Absolutely. Who wants to pick that one up? Councillor Jones?
Yeah, I'll just invest that second in. Yeah, I'm sure. 100% agree about service to our residents, you know, and you're right, these taxes paying for this. And, you know, what we're talking about is rationalising space that isn't currently utilised, whether it's to serve customers or anything else. So we're not focusing on drawing down face-to-face space at the moment at all. So can reassure you on that point.
Yeah, I can also provide some added reassurance to that, Councillor Jones, in that we are extremely conscious that as a local authority we have a customer-facing presence. And this strategy doesn't deal with that. What this strategy will deal with is, as you said, the rationalisation and utilisation of space. Services where they require front of house services, they will have that opportunity to make that representation. So there are no decisions made through this strategy. All the decisions will be made through delivery of a programme. So I can but just to give you that added assurance, yes, we have no intentions at this time of actually reducing the number of assets we hold or the services provided within those assets. We're just looking in the first instances to how we can make better use of that space and possibly make better efficient use of that space to save the council money and the residents of Borough of Charnwood as a result.
Thank you. Have we got any other questions?
Thank you. You said, thank you, Chair, you said you'd start with the key parts of this process. Mm. So I think you were asked the timescales, and you said it's between that and 2030. So when will the key ones, the first lot, come on board? We can get a flavour of what it is and what you're doing. None of us are grounded in any of this. and I don't know what your key assets are. It might be a park, or it might be a car park. So when will the key assets come up?
As part of it, we obviously don't stand still, and we've already undertaken a feasibility study into the key assets as part of the ongoing program of managing the service. The key assets, as we see them, are the primary to kind of pick the two questions back together again. The previous question and this one is: the key assets we see at the moment are our operational assets. So that's the council's main buildings on the Southfield site, where you're currently sitting now. Mm-hmm. Places like the ICS building, which is the building next door that everybody refers to as the ICS building. We're looking at potential use of the council chambers, Woodgate chambers, the town hall, those kind of buildings, because they're what we see as the key high profile assets. The lower profile assets in terms of public perception are, of course, the commercial units. So that's why they're being addressed differently and separately. We've already undertaken a feasibility study into those assets, which I'm currently working on the report, which will follow due process and go through the council processes when that's ready. Obviously, that's quite a detailed architectural and condition survey report, which will accompany my report. And hopefully clarify the position for you as we go forward.
Thank you. That explains a lot to me, knowing that you've got a feasibility study already and you're working. So you've got the bones and now you're putting the meat on it and finding out what's the best to do with those assets. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. That's correct. Thank you.
Have we got any other questions here?
Will that come to this committee? Can it come to this committee? When that feasibility studies, I don't know whether you're doing it in bits, so will they come to us in bits as well? In sections?
I'm not sure. No. I would have to take some advice on whether scrutiny is the right audience for the feasibility study.
Right.
I mean, you're welcome to read it. It will become part of an appendices to a cabinet report.
Yeah.
By which case, I would imagine it will come through to scrutiny at that point in time as an appendices.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the actual report itself will come through scrutiny in the first instance, because it's quite a highly technical report and doesn't actually focus on the council's business. I will write the subsequent report that details the outputs from that report, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Apologies if I'm getting slightly lost in all that.
No, that's fine.
But it's quite technical. So what we want to do is divest that into a cabinet report, which by the very nature will then come through scrutiny in the first instance, I would imagine.
Okay. Thank you,
Jack. Thank you. If there's no more questions here, I'm just going to go to Councillor Taylor just to see if he's got any questions that he wants to ask on this item. Thank you. Okay, I think we've finished the discussion on the item. Is everyone happy to vote on this one? Are we all happy with the item?
Yeah.
Happy to agree with the recommendations?
Yes.
Yeah.
That everybody unanimous?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. And Councillor Taylor, if we could just ask you if you
agree with that. Well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yep, lovely. That's that item done. Then if we move to item 8, so we've got pre-decision scrutiny and the cabinet response.
So,
are we losing Councillor Jones and Ian Brown? If so, thank you both for attending this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
For your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Chair. So this item 8 is to note the Cabinet's responses to the recommendations of the Commission on pre-decision scrutiny items relating to the HRA business plan and capacity update and HRA business plan and capacity update as well. So so that's all I wanted to say. It's just literally for noting, actually.
Thank you. we've got item 9 is scrutiny panels. So Karen, if you're able to give us an update where we're up to on scrutiny panels.
Thank you, Chair. So this is a update on the scrutiny panels. So first of all, the budget scrutiny panel, that's due to meet again on the 12th of December, i.e. tomorrow. And that's working through the budget process. The public transport scrutiny panel, that is due to meet for the first time on the 13th of December, which is this Wednesday. We've also got the housing needs scrutiny panel, and I can confirm that I've had a meeting with the chair of that panel to draft out the scoping document, and that will be ready for the next scrutiny commission meeting to approve. So that's underway. And then in terms of briefing notes and briefings, if we turn to page number, let me just get the right number, page 34, the dementia friendly council briefing note, that should be coming out this week, we're hoping, so if you look out for that. The brownfield sites briefing note is coming soon, but we think that's likely to be in January time. Then the member briefing sessions, so the tackling substance misuse, we've understand there's been a change in the police staffing structure, so I believe the briefing has been delayed as a result of that, but once we know, we can get that booked in. And then the HMO's briefing for members, we are thinking that's going to be February time.
Okay.
And that was all I wanted to update members on the scrutiny panels. So things are progressing well from our point of view, I think.
Lovely. Councillor Gray, was there that you wanted to bring up on?
Yes, there was, but I'm going to have to admit that I haven't had time to give it the thought that I would like to before I actually...
Do you want to bring it to the next meeting?
Please.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, it's no problem
Thank
at
you.
All.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's all right, no problem.
Actually, that's really good because it's a little bit more accountability. So.
Chair.
Yeah, Councillor Brown.
This is really for information that the County Council at their cabinet meeting on the 19th of December, which is after the first meeting of the public transport, item 6 on their agenda is improving passenger transport through Bus Service Improvement Plan Plus and Network North funding, which I thought would tie in, so it might be interesting to...
I think we've got it in the paperwork, I think, that came.
I think it's a different
bus
item.
Strategy. We've got the bus improvement plan. I don't know if that... Is that the same thing? I don't know whether it's the same
Let's
thing.
Just double check. If we can
make
a note of it and just let the chair of the panel know that there's
documents. It would also be interesting to see, after the cabinet meeting, what the cabinet county
decisions
are
made following the report.
Rather than, because that could affect... Or add to it.
No, we can note that. We'll have a look and check that.
It might not be.
But it could be
useful,
handy. Certainly, that brand info.
Certainly, afterwards, the decisions of the cabinet at county can affect panels here with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question, please? You know the housing needs. Panel. I don't know what other councillors' experience is, but I've found that there's rather a lot of Section 21 orders being issued to all sorts of tenants in my area that I represent, and I wondered whether that could be included as part of
the scoping document that I've been working on is more about how the council allocates the housing to individuals, but I can make a note of that. And I can see
they slot in between the immediately homeless and the imminent. They're like imminently homeless because they will have to go.
And if that impacts,
and that's the that, order. I didn't know what the council's experience was of recent history on what's up, because the law changed, didn't it, recently? I've got 10 on the go just in my ward.
So I've agreed I will draft out, I've not drafted it out yet, but I had a discussion with the chair and I will discuss it with her. But the next meeting, the scoping document will be here. Yeah. So it's at that point you can say, we add that in or not? Because I've not had that discussion with the chair, so right. I don't feel inclined to add that in until the meeting. But that's a good idea about that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Councillor Lenny.
And probably the connection between the two licensed areas that have to be licensed now.
The selective and the additional.
Sorry, the additional licensings. Because if they've got too much work to do to bring them up to standard, they may be wanting to sell them, and it would be Section 21. So.
Yeah, I'll take a note of that, because I will be sending it as a draft to the chair, so she can have a look at that, and I'll say this has been raised by the Scrutiny Commission.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then you need to prove it at the next one.
I'm sure something else will pop along soon.
Okay, so we have the scrutiny panel then. Yeah. So if we move to item 10, which is the scrutiny work programme.
So thank you, Chair. So this is the work programme for the Finance and Performance Scrutiny Committee. So the work plan is attached. However, it was published before the meeting of the scrutiny, Finance and Performance Scrutiny meeting, which is on the 28th of November. And I just need to highlight a couple of things that have been changed and added to this work programme. So you can see on page 39, 5th of March, car parking strategy update. It says there it's going to be a verbal report, and at the Finance and Performance Committee they agreed that it would be a written report. And as well as being an update on progress of car parking strategy review, it's also on any car parking data as well. And also for the 5th of March, they've added an additional item on homelessness and reducing rough sleeping strategy. It was identified as an amber rag status, and so the committee have asked for a written report on the performance, and also to include the impact of Leicestershire County Council's withdrawing funding for the Falcon Support Services as well. So that was the two things that I wanted to update on that work programme. And is there anything else that members have any queries on or questions? And if not, it's a case of noting that work programme.
Yeah, I've not got anything. Has anyone else got any questions on that?
No.
Then we move to item 11, which is the Scrutiny Commission work programme. So this is our work programme, so you're on page 42.
So, thank you, Chair. This is the work programme for this committee set out in Appendix 1. And then Appendix 2 lists the list of key decisions coming forward. I haven't identified anything that you may wish to add to the scrutiny work programme, but obviously when you've read through the paperwork, you may have seen something that you've got, can we have that on the work programme, please? So, happy to take any questions?
I've not picked up anything that's additional in that this time. If anyone else has, shout up.
Oh, there is one thing I just realised. The interim transport strategy, that was due to go to Cabinet in December. We believe it's been pushed back till February, so that will be picked up possibly in the future, a pre-scrutiny item.
Can we add that on? It's not on already.
Yeah, is it already on?
We did add it on. And what I'll do is that I'll just make a note that we want to see it when we've got the opportunity.
Yeah. I think that's everything.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you.
So we move on to item 12, which is our exempt item. So it's our pre-decision scrutiny for the regeneration prospectus. So I'm going to propose to exclude members of the public from the meeting during the consideration of the following item on the grounds that it will involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 12A to the Local Government Act 1972, and it's considered that the public interest in maintaining the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. If I can have a seconder on that, please.
I can second that, Chair.
Councillor Needham, thank you. So if we can just have a vote on this, so we just need to ask each member to confirm verbally that they are for the proposal. So if I can just, I'm just going to go down the line. So Councillor Fryer?
Yes.
Councillor Gray?
So I'm saying I'm for the proposal that...
That we move to the exempt.
Yep,
yeah. For, so that's what I was just moving to an exempt item. Yep, Councillor Lee. Yep. And Councillor Seaton?
Yes.
Just Councillor Taylor needs to vote on that one as well. Yeah, Councillor Taylor, if we can just get you to vote on that as well for us.
Yeah, for.
Thank you. Okay, so that's confirmed that we'll move. Sally, are you okay to switch the recording off?
Yeah, a bit quicker.